Another issue is when they were busy with these substations. We actually approached them and asked, we told them, you said, you know, listen here, why is this house having this house having that problem, that house having that problem? They said, no, it falls under a separate grid. I said, but if that substation is overpowered, where is the extra power coming from? Can you all explain to us that? Because you all said, no, it's the cabling and all these issues, that all these stories that you're giving us. But why don't you just tell us directly that the main power supply is being overpowered because of illegal connections, and it's affecting all the other substations. We couldn't get the answers, and they actually take us like clowns. They just laugh at us. Yeah, actually, we've been having this issue since last week, and even the week before. We've been having a lot of power surges. We've sent in numerous complaints with the reference numbers to say what seems to be the issue. It's not load shedding, because certain houses are on certain grids. So they've been giving us excuses to say, no, okay, it's load shedding, it'll be back by this time. So within asking endless questions, they've just been telling us it's load shedding, but for the fact that we know it, it's power surges, because our lights used to go dim, go bright. A lot of people in our neighborhood actually complained to say, when they're touching certain things, it's shocking. So we've put this complaint through. We even wanted a counselor to come to us and give us explanations to why we're having these power surges, because they're overcharging us, and basically for what? For nothing. And we as a community, we said, no, we need answers from you guys. So eventually at my place as well, I stay on St. Gotthard, I just heard a very strange noise, and it came on, went off. And I told my wife, I said, no, don't touch anything, because this doesn't seem like load shedding. Then I phoned a lot of my friends, and they told me, no, they're having issues with certain houses, the power goes dumb. Certain houses, the appliances are overpowered, and it's burning the appliances. So eventually they came to fix the problem. But then within a couple of days, we had the same issue. So we actually, as a community, we waited for these guys to go to those power boxes to see what they're doing in us, and ask them what are they fixing? The only answers we get now, that they don't have the supply of cable. And we said, no, the cable hasn't been stolen. If there's a problem, you'll need to sort the problem out. Why you said no, you can't get supply of the cable? So what are we paying taxes and all that for? So similar to what happened to a colleague of mine, Skippy, that we worked together. Just recently got married, went on a honeymoon, and he has complained to us at the office to say, no, they've been having issues with a power surge. We as a community, we need to stand together.
Is it Alex Christian who's the ward counselor?
No, actually, yeah, it's him, yeah.
And
that's correct, yeah.
What has he said?
He basically just said, no, they need to resolve this issue. But the problem is, we asked him, they asked questions that there's a squatter camp that's in Crosby. They actually pulling illegal power from the main supply box, and that's affecting our grid. So what are they going to do about it? He said, no, they got to investigate it. But how many of our colleagues and our family members must lose their lives for them to do investigations? And then who's gonna be liable for two loving couple, a loving couple that passed away because of the negligence and stupidity of our counselor? As our counselor, he's supposed to actually look after our needs.
The issue about the taps?
Now, when I touched the taps, it shocked me. But when the water also came out of the tap, it also shocked me.
Sure. And you've taken the matter up with City Power?
Yes. I sent twice emails, and they sent twice a reference number for me. And on Saturday night, 12 o'clock at night, there were contractors here. And because I'm alone, Joseph came with them to come and check my board. And then he said, there's nothing wrong with the power coming in. So that's why I'm saying my sister sent me a message just now that's saying we must check our earth leakage. So that's why I'm asking him, where is the earth leakage? Because I don't know. So they said we must get our own electrician to check that. But I can't understand if it's both our houses, you know, next door to each other.
Okay, so tell me, like, do you know anything about the history of the issue? Because people will say that it's been persisting for quite a while.
No. I'm doing the investigation now.
You're doing the investigation.
So that is why I have to start first testing and make sure if the voltage is it's fine. Then I'll test the service cable going to the specific house.
Radio Islam International, medium wave, 1548. يا عاشق الجنان والفوز والغنيمة